This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A wake held yesterday for a New York City police detective who was among the responders on September 11, 2001 at the Twin Towers site and went on to become an advocate for the September 11th Victims Compensation Fund. Yesterday at his wake, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he saw Alvarez right before he died a few days ago, and all he wanted was the Senate to pass the updated compensation bill.
We will get the bill passed in his name so that so many other families will not have to have the anguish that so many have had in the past.
Private payroll firm ADP says the nation's economy created only 102,000 new private payroll jobs in June, not much of an improvement over May's weak growth of just over 41,000. The government jobs report's due Friday. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One of America's biggest car guys has passed away. A giant in the auto industry, Lee Iacocca, was 94. He told graduates at MIT's commencement back in 1985,
"Your future depends on an America that can hook and jab in the international marketplace."
Iacocca, known for helping Ford design and introduce its first Mustang, he also helped save Chrysler from bankruptcy when he worked with the United Auto Workers to get $1.5 billion loan from the U.S. government. They've not yet done it in humans, but they say this is promising. Researchers from Temple and the University of Nebraska say they have eliminated HIV from the DNA of infected mice for the first time. Weekly jobless claims are down. The Labor Department says about 221,000 workers filed first-time claims last week, 8,000 fewer than the previous week. Biggest hikes in first-time claims were in California, New Jersey, and Massachusetts. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Firefighters continue to battle a huge fire at a Jim Beam warehouse in Kentucky. The fire started just before midnight local time, spreading from one warehouse to another in Woodford County, which is about an hour east of Louisville. Reports are crews put out the fire in one warehouse, but a second warehouse is still burning and has 45,000 barrels of bourbon inside it. Fire officials say crews might not be able to get that fire fully extinguished until sometime tonight. They already are speculating a lightning strike is what sparked it. Immigration and Customs Enforcement issuing fines to immigrants who have taken sanctuary in churches. ICE has confirmed that it's been delivering notices to undocumented immigrants saying that they owe hundreds of thousands of dollars, an amount their lawyers say would be impossible for them to pay. The agency says it can legally fine immigrants who have an order to leave the country nearly $800 for each day they've refused to comply. Reports are some immigrants who have taken sanctuary in churches have been issued the huge fines already. and the iguana population's exploding in Florida, as state officials say the problem's gotten so bad, they're urging residents to kill the green lizards on their property whenever they can. They say the proliferation is causing erosion and degradation to infrastructure. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Right there is a list of everybody, all the great people that we have on this radio show, all the experts like our next guest, James Herson. Yes, the one and only No Baloney. We're talking best-selling author, media analyst, law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I like your latest commentary here. You would think that after 8 years with Obama and a little peak of socialism, I mean, more so than we have here mixed into our government ever so subtly, you would think that people would say, hey, enough of this deal already. You know, how much more of this nightmare can I handle?
Well, unfortunately, particularly young people are economically illiterate. They don't know their history. They don't really know what's going on. And to a great extent, it's not their fault because they've been in these government-run indoctrination centers now. Mm-hmm. That's what the public schools have become. And then there are also many who go to college, go to these bastions of the far-left wing because that's what academics dedicate themselves to. Mm-hmm. And they get told lie after lie after lie about socialism, about the left, right, which has led to this misleading term that Bernie Sanders has come up with, democratic socialism. That term is an oxymoron because socialism leads to tyranny. It mm-hmm. always does.
Exactly.
It either leads to tyranny or it leads to failure. Mm-hmm. And so, but
all dressed in the doldrums of mediocrity, James. You know, these kids that are in school. I mean, you talk about, let's redistribute revenue and income, right? Well, how about they learn the process in college when their A is redistributed, and then everybody becomes a C, right?
Exactly.
I think that's a fair example and a fair. I think that's a fair experiment, right?
Yeah. I mean, his students wouldn't like that, but
why wouldn't they like it, James? That's the trajectory that they're voting for. I mean, if that's really what you want, then hey, a C for everybody. Got a C for you. Get a C. You get it. Everybody. I feel like Oprah. I'm channeling Oprah here, and everybody's getting a C here. Why isn't everybody happy?
When they ask the students the meaning of socialism, they have no idea what it means. Mm-hmm. They'll say, well, it has to do with togetherness. It has to do with socializing. I mean, they're really, really ignorant of it. Mm-hmm. They don't understand that it has created victims historically.
Exactly.
The former Soviet Union, the Cuba, Venezuela, and there's countless other countries that people have suffered dramatically and died
Exactly. I was going to say millions of people have died in the wake of all these isms. But, oh, no, let's get a T-shirt and, you know, let's champion the cause one more time, because we need to get up on the roof and jump off to make sure that, you know, gravity really does exist. You know, my old fashioned parents, you know, what do they know? They talk about this thing called gravity. I don't believe it. I, you know, theoretically, I think you could jump off the roof and you could fly, right? Well, go ahead and take your theory.
Exactly.
And see what happens.
You know, Bernie Sanders reminds me of another Bernie who has something in common with socialism. That was Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff, you know, basically scammed people out of billions of dollars. He did it over several years. He cloaked himself in respectability as if he had a system that somehow worked. And all he basically did was he got people to give him their money. He stuck it in one bank account, and if anyone wanted to cash out, he gave them phony statements, and then he would cash them out with an artificial return. And the way he would fund that is lots of new people giving their money. As a matter of fact, it was the largest pyramid scheme or Ponzi scheme that was non-governmental.
I'm glad you said non-governmental, because I got one that's the biggest, but yes, exactly.
The biggest is socialism. It's like Margaret Thatcher says, socialism only works till you run out of other people's money. It's exactly the same as what Bernie Madoff did. It's a big Ponzi scheme. Now, isn't it interesting? On Independence Day, the day we celebrate the birth of America, John Voight is going to appear with a group called Moms for America's Gold Star Wives. They're going to celebrate freedom at the Capitol Lawn in Washington, D.C., and they're going to stand up and oppose socialism. We have to do that now in America, because we have these con artists in the Democrat Party. Literally almost every candidate embracing socialism, embracing the term. And so John Voight's doing that. And at the same time, in my hometown of Chicago, in a very large venue, a very large hotel, the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place Hotel, they're having a Socialism 2019 conference, proudly bringing together radical leftists to organize, to spread socialism, because they're energized. And the name that's on their lips is Bernie Sanders.
Of course.
The other one is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And literally every other candidate running on the Democrat side, with a couple of no-name exceptions, who still stand for private enterprise.
And they're getting booed off the stage, so that's the deal. Yeah, they're not welcome.
Right.
They're not welcome in the Democratic Party, because you got to be a socialist. If you're not a socialist, and of course it's so funny, we're not socialists. They go, but the policies you're promoting are socialistic. But we're not socialists.
Socialistic policies are policies that have never worked. They never will work.
Exactly.
And if you look deep into socialism, what you see is a state sanctioned bully, because the end of the day, socialism is coercive.
We're getting that now, James. We're getting it now. Look at all the bullying that's taken place. And, you know, you talk about Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all that. No, I mean, the government, what they've done, they've been empowered. They've been weaponized, you know, particularly under Obama. I mean, it's backed off a little bit under Trump, thank God. But all of the three-letter agencies, you know, the EPA, the IRS, just go on down. Just pick one. I mean, they were all weaponized by the Obama administration, and look at how they tormented the constituency. And because of that, you see, this is what they're missing about 2016. Had nothing to do with Russians. Had everything to do with Barack Obama.
Yeah,
that's why Hillary didn't win.
Absolutely. And just imagine if those same governmental organizations, the one that ran the VA administration into the ground, the one that couldn't put up a website, where Obamacare spent $2 billion to create a website and it didn't work, that government controlling the means of production, controlling all goods and services, abolishing private property, basically telling every individual what decisions they should make, ultimate central planning. I always tell, you know, the tale of orange juice. Because you go in.
I'll tell you what, let's do this, only because I'm on the edge of my seat, and everybody else is too, and I want to give you plenty of time to tell the tale of orange juice. We got to go to a quick break. We got more from James Hurston after this. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Xenon programs broadcast on Fox Business News Blockchain Data Centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain Data Centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Right. Bill Martinez live.
As promised, back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. I am Bill Martinez. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and law professor, continues with us. Okay, all right, tell us the true story of orange juice, which has nothing to do with a slow-moving white Bronco, right?
Nothing to do with that particular juice, no. Although, if it doesn't fit, you must get rid of it, I guess. You know, this, and it's in response to all of this garbage about democratic socialism, the oxymoron, and it's just, we go into a food store anywhere in America to buy orange juice, and what do we see? We see fresh, frozen. We see orange juice with calcium, without calcium, with pulp, without pulp, with vitamins added, without vitamins added. There's like 33 flavors of orange juice, and it's all there for you to choose. You to choose. What in central planning, the government decides what orange juice is produced, mm-hmm. how it's shipped, and where it's sold. And you want to see what it looks like? You go to Cuba, where there's only one kind of orange juice.
Does it even look orange? Does it even look orange?
Probably not. It mm-hmm. looks like crap. It's Fidel orange juice. And you can't even buy it. You have to stand in line all day to get a rotten one choice of orange juice. That's the difference between a free market and central planning. Always, it's always the difference. So you bring that thinking to healthcare, and they dress it up in euphemisms, Medicare for all, which means Medicare for no one.
Exactly.
And
right.
you end up with you know, these kind of single-payer systems like they have in the UK, where people die while they're waiting to get an appointment. Why did Mick Jagger, who needed a heart surgery, why did he jump on a plane and run as far away as he could from that British single-payer universal health plan? Because
exactly.
No,
he'd still be in line.
Rotten surgery. May not be alive. Mm-hmm. Now he's back on tour. He's dancing like Jagger again because he came to the United States of America that has this very important thing. It's called innovation. And when people innovate, they have to have incentive. And the fundamental defect, a fatal defect of socialism, is that it ignores and eliminates incentive. No
exactly.
one has an incentive to do anything, to take any risk, to have any ambition whatsoever.
Well, it mediocratizes everybody, James. That's what I've been saying to everybody. I mean, there's no brass ring to go for. I mean, you get paid the same. You've disincentivized people. I mean, look what happened with Obamacare. I mean, if you were at the exit and you weren't moving, you were going to get run over by all these doctors that say, hey, I'm out of here. You know, they didn't want anything to do with it. And a lot of them were in forced retirement. And, oh, yes, by the way, there was already this dramatic shortage of doctors anyway. So let's just exacerbate the problem. But oh no, Obamacare, boy, that's the best thing since sliced cheese, says who?
Yeah, it's the worst thing. But what's coming, according to the Democrat candidates, is even worse because they asked them the question, which of you would like to use your government-run health care plan to abolish private insurance? They all raised their hand. Kamala is trying to backpedal from that now. But abolishing private insurance would basically close down a significant, large percentage.
You're talking 180 million people.
Across this country.
Yeah.
The hospitals, the clinics would have to shut down. All of the seniors who have supplemental coverage mm-hmm. would no longer have any supplemental coverage, which is the bulk of their coverage. Medicare Advantage is private insurance, as is all of the other kinds of insurance policies that supplement. And so private insurance is keeping our hospital system, our emergency rooms, our health care alive barely. Mm-hmm. And what that would do is cause a massive collapse of the health care system. We would be plunged into the kind of health care that exists on the streets of Los Angeles.
Wow.
Which is medieval, which is typhoid, which is bubonic plague. And that, you know, and that's not a promising future for the United States. There's nothing cool about this.
No.
And yet, these young millennials somehow think it's cool. And it's actually just this giant sham and scam that's never worked and never will.
Well, James, I hope we don't have to jump off the roof to realize that gravity still exists. I mean, these kids may want to, you know, challenge it and operate in the realm of, you know, the theoretical, which is what we did for 8 years under Barack Obama. I mean, he tried all this stuff up. He wanted to fundamentally change America. My question when he first said that, we're going to change from what to what? And, you know, what are you talking about? But all these platitudes and these bumper sticker, you know, campaign slogans that had about as much depth, you know, behind it as the depth of a bumper sticker. There was no substance. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, the king is buck naked, not wearing any clothes, James.
Well, I think what they want to transform it to, the aforementioned thing I told you about in the previous segment, I said they're having a socialism conference in Chicago beginning on July 4th. Their slogan for that conference is no borders, no bosses, mm-hmm. no binaries. Now, you said that's the transformation they want.
Right.
No borders means the end of the nation. It's mm-hmm. it's elimination of borders. Not open. It's elimination of borders.
Exactly.
No bosses. Everybody knows that that's anarchy. No bosses. And no binaries, of course, refers to the
choice.
Multi-complicated sexuality, where mm-hmm. it's not just binary, it's not just male and female, it's all kinds of genders.
Well, and there's no free market system. I mean, that's out. It's only one market system. You know, there's no choice. Your choice is gone, whether it has to do with health care or anything. Choice is out the door because we're just going to be one big happy bunch of kumbayas, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's why we have to educate people about the lies that are out there.
Do you think maybe China might open up some of their camps and we could send some people over there and just kind of, you know, boat them over there and get
educated?
Yeah, get you know, because after all they've got it already preconditioned. I mean, they're well savvy about this.
Well, you know, we have this giant kind of propaganda camp in the United States of America where they're using the climate change hoax to push these socialist ideas. That's one of the main weapons in their arsenal, because they say, look, you have a choice. Either we have central planning, draconian rules about everything you do, mm-hmm. or the world's going to end in 12 years.
Well, the sky's falling. Yeah, exactly. Well, it was, how many times was it supposed to fall, according to Al Gore, with his movie that he got a big award for?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he predicted that the oceans would rise and the coast would change. And that was supposed to happen about 5 years ago.
Yeah, the little girls would be dying, everything, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So all you have to do is, with an open mind, read some writings of global warming skeptics. That's what they used to call it, global warming. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll realize this is a pretext. It's a scam.
Yes.
It's part of a series of layers of lies that are being told to the American people, promoted by the American press, pushed by American academia.
Mm-hmm.
Where these institutions have been infiltrated by people who are dedicated to this statist, central government, totalitarian future for mankind. Some of them, I think, really are true believers who think this is the only way to save man from his own impulses, but others see themselves as benefiting.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, they point to capitalism and they say, capitalism is evil. It's based on greed. Are you going to tell me there's no greed in China? You tell me there's no greed in North Korea?
You're exchanging one for another. Yeah, it doesn't change. It does. Yeah, exactly. Well, James, we got to leave it there. To be continued next week, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James, as always. Appreciate it, buddy.
July 1st through the 7th, Quantum Nutrition Labs is holding our largest sale of the year. 35% off when you buy three or more of any dietary supplements. Multivitamins, calcium, vegetarian proteins, fermented organic turmeric, and over 100 other dietary supplements all on sale. When you buy three or more, you get 35% off. This July 1st through the 7th only. Call 888-588-7578. 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A wake held yesterday for a New York City police detective who was among the responders on September 11, 2001 at the Twin Towers site and went on to become an advocate for the September 11th Victims Compensation Fund. Yesterday at his wake, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he saw Alvarez right before he died a few days ago, and all he wanted was the Senate to pass the updated compensation bill.
We will get the bill passed in his name so that so many other families will not have to have the anguish that so many have had in the past.
Private payroll firm ADP says the nation's economy created only 102,000 new private payroll jobs in June, not much of an improvement over May's weak growth of just over 41,000. The government jobs report's due Friday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, sometimes you go where fools fear to tread, huh? But I got to tell you, it is worth it in the long run. You know, our freedom, all that our government represents. I mean, look at what is going on. I mean, this survey that came out from Gallup is quite revealing. I mean, we knew that we're living in a polarized country, but to look at the numbers to see what is going on, that we're, you know, I guess for the first time. I mean, this is one thing about President Trump. Trump is taking us into a lot of first-time areas, exposing things that we're not very comfortable with about our government, things that we always suspected. But now they're here in our face, so what are we going to do about it? And, you know, the fact of the matter is when you've got people that are very comfortable with the status quo, making a lot of money, and all of a sudden you start moving their cheese, they get a little cranky, right? Well, I want to bring on Jim Simpson here. Jim is an investigative journalist, businessman, and former economist and budget examiner for the White House Office and Management and Budget. Jim, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, great to be with you.
Well, good to have you here, Jim. You know, as I was just stating, as we were getting you on with us and getting us connected, is that it's, in a sense, a sad commentary, but a real commentary where America sits right now. We're very polarized. You know, according to Gallup, you know, we knew that, you know, all this tribalism was going to, you know, have its net effect, and here we are with patriotism at an all-time low, and you look at what's a drag on it, and the drag is the Democrats. The Democratic Party is so irritated because Trump got elected in 2016. You know, all these traditional things that they've been making a ton of money on, they had the government right where they wanted. Barack Obama said we were going to fundamentally transform America. The question still remains for me, transform to what? That was never answered. We saw the policies, we saw the policies and where he was taking us, and the people, you know, throughout his tenure as president didn't like it, but he didn't get the message, you know, unlike Bill Clinton, who got the message and at one point had to announce to the left that the era of big government was over, but that never got communicated under Barack Obama's watch.
Yeah, no. No, it didn't, Bill. And but I'll tell you, really, Bill Clinton was maybe just a little smoother than Barack Obama in that regard, because he wasn't interested in reducing the size of government any more than Barack Obama was, and he did many subversive and I would say treasonous things that have flown under the radar all this time, and but. You know, this polarization really isn't new. It's just reached a peak. The left has used this Leninist tactic of vilifying its opponents for decades. And it's a tactic that goes all the way back to Lenin, who said, "We must write in a language that inspires hate, revulsion, and scorn towards those who disagree with us." That's the agenda. That is the tactic. And even David Horowitz has said, you know, the left isn't driven by genuine, legitimate hate of legitimate things. It's driven by a hatred of opposition to its fantasy future. In other words, communism is their fantasy future. Let's be clear about that. Barack Obama was a communist. He was mentored for 8 years by American Communist Party member Frank Marshall Davis, who was also, I would bet, my last penny, a Soviet agent. He had a 600-page FBI file on him, and he was on this FBI security list, which could have meant immediate arrest if their war had broken out with the Soviet Union. He spied on Americans. He took photographs, critical photographs only of military interest, of the Hawaiian shoreline when the Soviet Union was considering attempting to overthrow and take over Hawaii before it became a U.S. state. But all that aside, this is a communist tactic, and it's based on the belief of the left in this country that their utopian vision of a communist future is something that we should all be getting behind, and if we're not, by definition, we are haters. By definition, we are people who need to be eliminated. And so in the current regime, they eliminate us by doxing us, by attempting to destroy our reputations, by vilifying us, by intimidating other people from associating with us. That's what they do now under America, still ruled to some extent by law. Think about how they behave. Think about how Antifa would behave if the gloves were completely off.
I mean, as if they're unrestrained, maybe mildly restrained, especially what we saw in Portland over the weekend.
Absolutely. And here's something interesting. You know, there was recently an article in May about Antifa. And this reporter makes links proving that Antifa has direct ties to the Huffington Post, the British newspaper The Guardian, and the Southern Poverty Law Center. And I have made those same arguments in the numerous articles and reports that I've written about the Southern Poverty Law Center. The SPLC was one of the first organizations to internalize this Leninist tactic, which they learned from Herbert Marcuse, who was a college professor in the United States, but he was a German communist who came here in 1933, fleeing Germany. He was a member of the communist Frankfurt School, and he was reestablished with the others at Columbia Teachers College, then went off into the Ivy League to teach elsewhere. But his whole idea, one of his most popular essays was called Repressive Tolerance, and he argued the United States was irrevocably repressive, despite the fact that we had the First Amendment. The First Amendment only allowed the left to complain about things. It didn't allow them to actually get anything that they wanted. So his argument was something called partisan tolerance, tolerance of ideas from the left only, and complete intolerance, including violence, against ideas from the right. And this was a 60s article. It was very popular. And Herbert Marcuse worked with Julian Bond, who was the co-founder of the Southern Poverty Law Center, lifelong board member. And Julian Bond internalized those lessons and turned the Southern Poverty Law Center into the attack dog for the left that it is today. And then subsequently all these others have come along. And that's what you see in the left media today. You don't see reporting. You see attacks and vilification under the shield of the First Amendment.
Right. Well, this is all furthered as well by Saul Alinsky and the tactics that he made real clear that was embraced by, you know, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, tutored under Saul Alinsky directly, right? So this is all part and parcel. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, Saul Alinsky actually... He was a communist as well. He basically systematized those strategies.
Mm-hmm.
He took Herbert Marcuse's partisan tolerance and turned it into the 13 rules for radicals.
Well, our conversation with Jim Simpson will continue, and we'll focus in on violent Antifa, especially in light of what we just mentioned, what happened in Oregon and the attack on the conservative reporter. Jim Simpson is with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise! Those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLife.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, life could be a dream, just like for our founding fathers. And, hey, look, it's available. This is a government of for by we the people. And the reason we're off the rails right now is because we the people have let go and allowed the elites to come in. And they feel so entitled that that when you start moving their cheese, they get a little cranky here, okay? Hey, James Simpson continues on with us as promised. He's an investigative journalist, businessman, former economist, and budget examiner for the White House Office of Management and Budget under Presidents Reagan, Bush, and Clinton. Since 1995, he's written nonfiction articles for various periodicals based both on his experiences in government and business and a longstanding avocation in public policy. He is an expert on immigration and refugee resettlement, so he could be on with us for hours because I've got many questions to ask him. But probably a good way to get some insight is to get your hands on his new book, The Red-Green Axis, Refugee, Immigration, and the Agenda to Erase America. How can they get their hands on your book, Jim?
Well, actually, you know, that's my first book on the refugee program. The new one is called The Red-Green Axis 2.0, An Existential Threat to America and the World. Wow. And both are available on Amazon.com as either Kindle or print books. You can also go to the Center for Security Policy website. That's CenterForSecurityPolicy.org or SecureFreedom.org and find a downloadable free PDF of those same books.
Wow, excellent.
So if you want to get them for free, you just go to the center's website and download a PDF. If you want to have a book, like I usually like to get a real book that I can hold and carry around, go on the plane with, et cetera.
Right.
But, yeah, those are the ways to get that.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you so much, and that's a great gift. The website, again, where they can download for those that, because this show, we're known for being givers. So anytime we can do things for free and bless the people, we love to do that. So what is the website they need to go to?
To get the free PDF
yes.
download, go to securefreedom.org. Secure, S-E-C-U-R-E, freedom.org.
.org. Okay, excellent. Speaking of, since we're talking about the border crisis, Republicans, the president has been saying we've got a crisis. The Democrats didn't want to accept that. Mainstream media thought it was all a joke. And now it's gotten so profound. And I think that certainly the pictures of that father and his daughter, they're lying dead. You know, and there have been many pictures, but for some reason, this one seemed to be the straw that broke the camel's back. To such a degree that even Nancy Pelosi had to agree and open up her purse a little bit so that we could get some money down there to the border, because the agents and all the support have been saying, look, we're in a crisis, we are overwhelmed, we need help, sincerely, and nobody wanted to listen. But then the Democrats got to go to the border, and you have this fiasco yesterday where AOC goes down and she starts making up this story like the border agents are telling the people to drink out of the toilet. You know, come on.
It's simply amazing how freely, willingly, consciously Democrats lie. Mm-hmm. It's simply stunning. And you know, it brings me back to what we talked about earlier in the show. They feel justified in saying or doing virtually anything because their vision is a socialist future with them in charge. And for those people in D.C., the biggest attraction of that is them in charge.
Mm-hmm.
They could care less about the impact on this country of their absolutely destructive policies. They are interested, they're greedy for power. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've studied communist systems for 30 years, and one of the first things that I learned is that truly, that is the primary motive of these people.
Mm.
They recognize communism has a system of strategies for seizing and holding power and delivering power and wealth to its leadership.
Mm.
And that is its primary attraction to these people. The promise of a utopian future, which even Marx couldn't articulate, is vapor. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't exist, cannot exist in the real world. And it's a fantasy that inspires fools while in the background, very greedy, diabolical, evil people move in to positions of power to take advantage. That's what it's all about, and that's what it's always been about. And that's what we're seeing here.
Right. Well, Lindsey Graham called him out in the Kavanaugh hearings that this is what they wanted in so many words. Trevor Loudon, an investigative reporter out of New Zealand, who's been on with us many, many times over the years, you know, just said, Bill, look, we've got card-carrying democratic socialists that have been elected to office that can't even, they couldn't even pass a security test to become
a janitor
or a dog catcher. You know, that's how bad it is. And, you know, they've carved out a role for themselves and they've got cover, and whether you want to call it the deep state or whatever it is, I mean, it is alive and well and been in operation, and it has tormented our government. And thank God for Donald Trump, because he's pulled back the veil on them. So now it's up to we, the people who are at the top of the org chart. We really are. And we need to assume our position, take control of this government once again, because the president did announce in his inauguration speech that he was turning the government back
in the hands of those that needed to have it, and that is the people. But the people need to be there to take up the call and take up their responsibility, because we do have this antithetical force. I mean, the enemy is within, and it is amongst us big time, is it not, Jim?
Yes, absolutely it is. And I refer to it as an enemy fifth column. I don't consider the modern Democratic Party to be a loyal opposition or to be loyal in any sense of the word. The Democratic Party has been taken over by communists. And, you know, we can talk about Democratic Socialists of America, but Trevor and I both agree that that is also a misdirection. You know, the left always misuses language to misinform people. The Democratic Socialists of America is a Trotskyite group. It's not democratic in any sense of the word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you talk about direct democracy. You know what direct democracy is? It's mob rule. It's what we saw in Egypt, and it's what they are agitating for in the United States now, and many of them say it. They call that democracy. It's not democracy. It's mob rule. It's totalitarianism, and this is what they're about. They are an enemy fifth column in this nation, working to destroy the foundations of our constitutional republic, hoping that it's just going to collapse of its own weight, and in the rubble they can take over.
Jim, are there enough freedom-loving, independent patriots today in the country that can withstand this onslaught? Because whether the deep state, or as you refer to it in other terms, I mean, it is this hidden government that has been operating. I mean, you've been there under the presidents, Reagan and Bush and Clinton, and I'm sure when you see it now, it's not even close to what you experienced when you were, you know, there in government.
Well, I met somebody who worked at OMB after I did. A guy I just knew from living in Arlington, Virginia, and I don't know how I met him, but he told me where he worked. I said, oh, I know all those people. And he told me, he was very candid with me, he said, I'm a member of the Communist Party.
Wow.
And I said, and you work with all these people? And he told me one guy who worked at OMB, who I knew pretty well, who I thought was a libertarian. But I was surprised because in the Clinton administration, he had been invited to come go and work over in the White House. And so I mentioned that guy to him. He said, oh, yeah, he's another member of our party. And I said, no, he's a libertarian. He said, no, he's not. He's a communist.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, we need to rout you people out of the government. And he looked at me and said, it's too late.
He probably just laughed at you. Yeah.
That was in 1995 around. Mm-hmm. And it's only gotten worse then. You know, you have to stand, people call me a conspiracy theorist. You have to step back and look at that. It's not conspiracy theory, it's military strategy.
Right.
Look at who we are as a nation. We are very powerful militarily. If you were to attack us and you were going to use your brains, how would you do it? You would look at the weaknesses of our society. And what are the weaknesses? We are an open society.
Mm-hmm.
We are a welcoming society. So the best way to do it is to infiltrate the institutions of our society and take them over.
Yeah.
And they've been advocating that since the 1930s, and that's what they've done.
I remember when we were kids growing up, Jim, that was the propaganda of the communist machine, was it not? We're going to do it from the inside out.
Oh, it's always been their propaganda. And, you know, people that call it conspiracy theory just don't understand what's going on, or they do understand it and are trying to silence and discredit us. But your point about, are there enough patriots? Yes, there are enough patriots. Majority of the people in this nation are patriots. What needs to happen is they need to really come to the realization of how close we are to losing our nation. I've spoken to a number of pastor groups, number of Christian groups.
Well, Jim, we're out of time. We got to leave it there, but I look forward to having you back. Jim Simpson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.